God in heaven, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it, and it is health and healing to our flesh. Father, I pray as we open your word today, let healing flow, let faith come. And I thank you, Father, that revelation will flow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Let's give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. We're glad they're listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray that they be blessed by the word this morning. So I want to talk to you about increase. Anybody in this room have room for increase?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I believe I've got room for increase. Spirit, mind, body, materially, financially.
Amen.
And according to what God's covenant is we are to be blessed.
Amen.
We're supposed to be blessed to be a blessing.
Blessing.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're blessed to be a blessing. We're not blessed to hoard. Or to store it up, the Bible talks about building a barn and storing up all the goodies that we get from God. That'll literally cut off the lifeline.
Amen.
That'll cut the blessing flow as soon as you begin to store it up. We give, we receive. We give, we receive. You receive, you give. You know, we've got to be, first and foremost, we've got to be 100% in line with God's word, right? So I wasn't going to use this scripture today, but we're going to because we've got to be in line with his word. So let's look at Malachi. Go to Malachi chapter 3. Praise God. We have got to line everything up with his word. Amen. There we go. So Malachi chapter 3. Now, we're going to start in verse 8 because we've got to see what's God talking about here. Okay. So he says this, he says, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me." But you say, "In what have we robbed you?" He says, "In tithes and offerings." You are cursed with a curse. Now, I'm not digging that.
No.
I am not into having the curse in my life. Amen? He says, by robbing him in tithes and offerings, we are, not we, but those who do are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring, don't send. We don't send our tithe. We bring. He wants you in the house of God. And a lot of Christians don't get it. They think they can sit back at home, watch their church on TV, and send their tithe. Now, there are some instances where that takes place with the elderly, with the people that are disabled and cannot get there. All right? Understand that. But when you're capable, he wants you in his house.
Amen.
All right, amen. You receive the anointing when you're in his house. You receive that healing anointing when you're in his house. You receive that burden removing and yoke destroying power of God when you're in his house. So that's how important it is to be in his house. Amen. So he says that again. Look at verse 10 again. Bring all, he said, all the tithes. All the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And try me now. Or he said, prove me in this. In other words, if you'll do this, you can prove me that I will do what I'm about to say.
Amen.
All right? So if you do your part of this, God says, I will do my part. Now, is God a liar?
No way.
No, absolutely. My God does not lie. He cannot lie. The Bible's clear about that. He says this then. He says, well, let's go back to the top. Bring all the tithes into the house, into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, or prove me in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the window of heaven. Windows. Windows. He's got more than one window. That he will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out. Pour out. Not trickle out. Right? Not spit out. Not drizzle out. God's about pouring out. God's about pouring out. So he says, and I will pour out for you such blessing that there will be not room enough to receive. Then he goes on. He says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit. You will not ever have what you need. You will always bear fruit, is what he's saying. You'll always have fruit, right? Whatever that fruit may be. Could be financially. could be, which is what he's talking about here, but it could be many different areas in our life when we're talking about the blessings of God. God's not just blessing financially here, right? Our God blesses us spirit, mind, body, materially, financially, right? Amen. So, yes. So he says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed. Say, I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
Now say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Yes, I am blessed. And all nations will call you blessed. Your friends will call you blessed. Strangers will call you blessed. Our president will call you blessed. All nations will call you blessed. I call you blessed in Jesus' name. He says, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. I call you blessed. I call me blessed. I call this church blessed. I call your households blessed in Jesus' name. And I mean spirit, mind, body, materially, and financially. We're not just talking financial here. Our covenant with God is an overall covenant. We're overall blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Sickness doesn't have the right to get on your body.
Amen.
It doesn't have the right to curse you because you're not cursed with a curse. Why? Because I bring my tithe and my offering. See? So I can go to God and say, hey, God, whoa, I bring my tithe and my offering into your house so that there be food in your house. They cannot take this from me.
Amen.
They cannot do that to me. Because I'm a tither.
Amen.
I'm a giver.
Right.
He said that, didn't he? He said, try me in it.
Yeah.
If you'll do this, I'll do that. Amen. Try me. Yeah. You ever have your parents tell you that when you was young? Try me. Oh, try me.
Yeah.
You know, had my wife tell me that once. Try me. I wasn't trying. But that's the nice thing about God. Because we tithe and we give. We can try him in his word because his word will never change. His word will never fail.
That's right.
Right? Our God cannot lie.
Cannot.
Bible says it.
That's right.
God cannot lie.
Not a man.
Can't.
No,
he can't. There's one thing God can't do.
That's right.
You believe it? God can do all things, but he can't lie.
Amen.
Wow. Now, does that just take the brain and go, right? Our God can't do one thing, and that's lie. He'll never change his word.
Amen.
It will always be the same. Yeah, but that's Old Testament. So what? Doesn't mean it changed. Right? Well, the Ten Commandments, I mean, that's Old Testament. What? You can still kill then? It's okay?
Right.
Wrong.
Wrong.
You can commit adultery? That's okay? Wrong.
Wrong.
You can lie? Wrong.
Wrong.
Right? No, it doesn't change. It never will. Right? So we can stand on this scripture alone, if we had to, right? That we're blessed. We're not cursed.
Amen.
We're blessed. We're not cursed. You know where the curse is in Deuteronomy, right? 28. Read that. If you see any of that in the part of your life, something's not right.
Amen.
Something's going on. Because God's delivered you from the curse.
That's right.
You are free. You're redeemed. You're free from the curse of the law.
Amen.
You're free.
Amen.
So if you read that curse in that book of Deuteronomy 28. If you read anything into that and something's operating like that in your life, part of that curse, find out what's going on. Something's not right. Figure it out. Fix it. And when you do so, ask God to forgive you. And that's how you fix it. Stop doing it. You ask him to forgive you, then you stop doing it because that's what repentance is. See, when you repent, you turn from it. Right? You don't do that no more. Right? Amen. So, find out what it is, turn from it, and you'll be blessed.
Amen.
And the curse will fall away from your life. It has to. It doesn't have the right to stay on you. It doesn't. Jesus took care of it already. He delivered you from it when he died on the cross and rose from the grave, and his blood was shed. That's when we got free.
Amen.
The curse doesn't have the right to be on your body. Or in your finances, or keeping you from peace, joy, love, happiness. You know, it doesn't have the right. You find out what the area is, and you turn.
That's right.
Ask God to forgive you. He will.
He will.
always does, because he's so merciful.
Amen.
Oh, man. Wow, right?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Our God is so good to us. Amen?
Yes, sir,
amen. All right, so we can take that scripture just right there, just that, and we're free. And we're blessed. And there's not even room enough to receive all the blessing because we're just doing what he said to do. Amen? Amen. Open your Bibles to Psalms 115. All right, now that wasn't in my notes, so that was all Holy Ghost. So praise God. He was really giving that one to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Psalm 115 and... Well, let's start in verse 11. I'm running out of time. It says this, you who, we talked about this, right? Remember, fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, fear the Lord. He says this, he says, you who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord.
Amen.
He is their help and their shield.
Thank you,
Lord. He's our help and our shield. He blocks us from the enemy. He's our shield. He's our guard, right? Verse 12 says, the Lord has been mindful of us. You mean God thinks about me? Wow. Our God, the creator of all things, thinks about you. He thinks about you. You know what he thinks about you? Good things. Always good things. Always good things. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. Say, he will bless me. He will bless you. He will bless you. We've got to get this in our hearts, not in our heads, that he wants us blessed.
Amen.
We've got to get it in our hearts. We have to what? Know it.
Right.
You've got to know it by heart. He wants me blessed.
Yes.
He doesn't want me cursed. I know that.
Amen.
But he wants you blessed. How? Financially, spiritually, mentally, physically.
Right.
He wants us blessed.
Amen.
And the opposite of blessed is cursed. He doesn't want us cursed. We're his children. Do you want your children cursed?
No way.
Absolutely not. We know that our God wants us blessed.
Amen.
If we are just a natural man, a natural woman, and we would not want, ever want our children to lack, would we? Right? We're humans. Natural human beings. And we wouldn't want our kids to ever lack, right?
That's right.
Now we're God's kids.
Amen.
Why would it be even a thought that he wouldn't want us blessed?
Amen.
Yeah, how much more should we think that and know that our God wants us blessed?
Amen.
We should know it and know it by heart and confess it.
That's
right. I'm blessed. How you doing? I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'm blessed. Don't just use the word I'm blessed because somebody said, how you doing? If that's the only time you say you're blessed, you're missing it. That's not enough.
Not
you get up in the morning, I'm blessed in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Go out through your day, I'm blessed in Jesus' name. Who are you telling? You're telling the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Who else you telling? You're telling God.
Yeah.
Who else you telling?
Yourself.
Yeah.
And that's your witness.
The more you say it, the more you'll believe it.
Yeah.
And the more you believe it, the more you'll see it.
Amen.
And that's just how God works. Amen. All right. Praise God. I didn't even finish reading. All right. He said, he will bless us. He will bless the house of the Wilcoxes.
Yes, right.
Yes. He will bless your house. He will bless the house of Israel, he said. Amen. He will bless the house of Aaron. Oh, wait a minute. Now, whoa, wait a minute. Now, I understand he'll bless the house of Israel, right? But then he just said he'd bless the house of a person. Uh-oh. Is God a favoritism kind of God? Is he like Aaron better than he likes you? Well, he just says, I'll bless the house of Aaron. So then I have the right to say he will bless the house of Brandon Wilcox.
That's right.
Amen. You have the right to say that. You should say that.
Yes.
He will bless my house. Because if he'll do for one, he will do for all.
Amen.
Amen. He says, the Bible says he is no respecter of persons.
Right.
What God's done for one person, he'll do for another.
Right?
Right? You're not going to be able to go to God and say, hey God, you did that for him, but you didn't do that for me. No, wait a minute. What do we got to do first? Line up with the Word.
That's right. Okay.
We've got to be obedient to the Word. What the Word says, we do.
Yes.
What the Word says we don't do, we don't do.
We don't.
Right? But if we're in line with His Word, He's got to get in line with His Word.
Yes.
right? He will. He always is. It's always on our part. Why do we always say where judgment starts? Judgment always starts here. It's not God. It's here. It's always here. When the enemy is on the attack, we go to God. What's going on, God? What's going on here? Am I missing something? Everything's in. Listen, even if you're in line, the devil will attack. You understand? You could be in perfection. He attacked Jesus, didn't he?
Yeah.
Over and over and over. He tried to kill him from birth. So don't think that you won't be attacked. We got to get past that.
Yeah.
We got to know we'll be attacked, but we've got to know we'll have the victory.
Right.
Amen. Amen. If he'll attack Jesus, he's definitely going to come after you.
That's right.
He thinks you're an easy target.
Yeah.
Problem is, he doesn't realize you have authority in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
You basically are walking around like Jesus.
That's right.
When you use his name.
We are his representatives.
You are an overcomer because of that name. You're the winner because of his name.
Amen.
The name that the Bible says is above every name. Oh, yeah. That's your power. That's your power. That's your authority. Amen. All right. I didn't even finish reading, did I? No, I sure didn't. All right. So, yes, right on. Yes. Where's Aaron? Here he is. Okay. He says, he will bless the house of Aaron. Verse 13 says, he will bless those who fear the Lord. We talked about that, didn't we? And we dug into that, and that's the reason why. We fear the Lord, and we reverence the Lord.
Amen.
All right? With all of our heart. I love it. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. You don't have to be the preacher to be blessed. You don't have to be mighty to be blessed. You can be small, you can be great. He'll bless the popular and the unpopular. Yeah, he'll bless the famous and the not famous. Right? He'll bless the rich and the poor.
That's right.
He'll bless the small and great. Verse 14 says, may the Lord give you increase more and more. I pray that over you this year. In 2018, may the Lord give you increase more and more. Just full of it. Pound it on you. More and more. I want you to pray this over yourself, that the Lord may give me increase more and more because I fear him.
Amen.
I'm in line with tithe and offering. I'm in line with his word.
Yes.
I fear him.
Amen.
And because I do, he will bless me more and more. Amen. 2018 is going to be your year.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May the Lord give you increase more and more. You and your children. Your children should not ever lack. They should not have to suffer. The only reason they do is when we're not in line with the word. Hello. Ouch. Yeah. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at. Because we fear the Lord, our children are blessed. So we can see then if we don't fear the Lord, what's going to happen? We gotta take care of our kids. Look at what's going on in this earth. These knuckleheads. The things they believe, just you're like, what is going on with these people? What are they being taught? What are these professors saying? What is going wrong? And the Bible talks about deep darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness will cover the people. We're in it. This is a dark world that we live in. It's dark. We're the only light that's out there. We are the light. That's it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We are the light, and we do shine bright. And you know, the darker it gets, the brighter we are.
Amen. Stay in the Word.
Yes, stay in the Word. Stay in Jesus. Stay in prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Get in that closet. Get in that closet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Shut that door. Turn the oven off so you don't smell food. And he says, and then pray to the Father. And you'll find him. Amen.
That's right.
May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. I pray that over you.
Amen.
This is going to be something I'm going to pray over you now continually.
Thank you, Lord.
I ask that you will also pray this over me and my wife. Amen. This is going to be my main scripture for what I pray over you this year. Not just the only one, because I pray for your health. I pray for many different things in your lives. I pray for peace and joy in your homes and in your spirit. I want you at peace. I want you joyful. It's no fun to be stressed out. Right? You know, this time of year, people get stressed out when they really shouldn't be. They should be at peace. This is our time of celebration of the Lord. But we get stressed out because we got to go here, we got to go there, we got to shop this, and go get that. You know, no. We should be at peace. We're children of the Most High. We should be joyful, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah! I only got two scriptures done. Lord have mercy. All right, you okay for one more? Let's do one more for now. We'll go back to. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. You know where we're going. 2 Corinthians. Hey, get back here. All right. Man, I didn't get anywhere in this today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to start in verse 6. Amen. This is the cheerful giver. It says this, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly." So if a farmer goes out there and he's got 100 acres, but he only sows 20 acres, that's sparingly, right? He's only going to reap 20 acres. Why? Because that's all he sowed. See what I mean? You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. And as he sows bountifully, we'll reap also bountifully. So if we sow the whole 100 acres, I'm going to reap the whole 100 acres. And even if the devil devoured 1 acre, I would get 99 acres of it because I sowed it all. I sowed bountifully, right? I sowed bountifully, right? I sowed cheerfully, praise God. Hallelujah. I sowed cheerfully. Amen. I'm happy to give. I know you guys in your hearts, and I know you're excited when you're able to give.
Amen.
I know you guys are. I see it in you. I see it today. When you get the chance to give, you're just, this is great. I get to give. This is the way I learned how my mom was. My mom taught me. She loves giving. Oh, it's one of her favorite things to do. She'll give. She'll give everything she's got. She ain't got nothing. Why? She knows God's going to give her more. And he's going to increase in her more and more, day by day. So this is how I've lived my life. Give and you'll receive. You'll never lack as long as you give.
Amen.
Now, what we talked about last week, common sense, that don't make sense. Yes, it does. But with God, see, that's how it works. We don't think like he does.
Uh-huh.
So we can't tell. Oh, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound logical. That doesn't. Of course it doesn't. God's not logical. No. God does things to confound the dummies.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my paraphrase portion there. Yeah, fishing for dummies. Yes. So, all right, let's keep going now. He says, verse 7. "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart." Before you give, purpose this in your heart that I'm giving out of love. I'm giving because I'm excited to give. I'm giving cheerfully, and I want to decide that before you give.
Amen.
When you bring your tithe, be happy about your tithe. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me that I can come in and bless the house. Amen.
Amen.
Right? The house always wins.
Amen.
All right. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or not because it's necessary, just because you see a need,
right?
That's not the only reason you give. We give bountifully and cheerfully because we want to, we purpose to. We purpose in our heart to give, not because there's need, he says. He says this, all right, let's read it again. "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." God loves a what?
Cheerful.
A cheerful giver.
Happy, prompt to do it.
Right. Cheerful giver. Amen.
Yes, yes.
So in other words, when I give, somebody's watching, isn't he?
Amen.
He's watching, isn't he? When I give, he's watching. You know what he's trying to find out? Am I giving cheerfully?
Uh-huh.
Or am I giving because it's necessary? So people can see me give?
Oh,
or it's necessary, people see me, or am I cheerfully doing it? Amen. Bountifully doing it. Out of my heart, right? Out of my heart. He's watching. He's watching us, see? Praise the Lord. For God loves a cheerful giver, he says. In verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
Amen.
May have an abundance. You are sufficient in all things. You have everything you need.
Amen.
That's what he's talking about.
Because
we do what we line up with his word, we have everything we need.
Amen.
And we have more than enough, an abundant supply.
That's right?
He says we have abundance for every good work. Not so we can hoard it up.
That's right.
Right? When the church needs, we give.
That's right.
When you see someone in need, we give.
That's right.
But not because it's necessary, because it's in our heart.
In our heart.
Yes. Right? That's why we do what we do. We do it because it's the nature of God. It's the nature of God. God's nature is to give.
Amen.
He gives and gives and gives and gives and gives.
Right.
And he wants to continue doing that in our lives.
Yes.
To give and to give and to give.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? It shows us that we're his kids. We're his children.
That's our mark.
That we have a covenant with our God.
That's our mark.
Yeah. That's our mark. I like that. That's good. That's our mark. That's our, yeah. I like that one. That's a good one. All right. So that we may have all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever.
Amen.
Now may he, God, now may God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown. Not stored up in your bank account.
That's right.
He'll multiply the seed that you've sown.
Right. That's right.
Didn't say tithe.
Right. No.
Tithe is an order by God.
That's right.
Offering is a whole nother story.
Yes.
That's of our heart. Amen?
That's right.
So when we give as an offering, or because we love someone, that is seed that we're sowing. God will then multiply that seed. So if you give 100, it'll actually be 200, maybe more, maybe 200,000, whatever it may be. It's so that you will always have sufficiency. You will always have enough to give, or whatever. Your needs will be met because you're meeting the needs of other people.
Amen.
Because you love. Amen. Let me read verse 10 again. Now may he, God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Increase. I'm talking increase. We're going to stop there. All right. Praise God. I want us to start to focus on increase. First of all, knowing that it's not how hard you work, that it comes from God.
Amen.
Our increase comes from God based on how we have lined up with his word.
Yes.
Amen. We line up with his word, he'll line up with his word.
Yes.
I mean, he's already lined up, but you know what I'm saying. When we line up with his word and be obedient to it, he will immediately put his part into motion.
That's right.
He will.
Yes.
Or we would be able to say that he lied. And we're not going to be able to say that. You will not mock God.
That's right.
He says, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
That's right.
We'll not mock God. If we've sown, we'll reap.
Yes.
All we got to do is line up with his word.
Right.
Wow, it got hot in here, didn't it? Jeez. So praise the Lord if you'll stand at your feet. Hallelujah. Woo! I hope you got something out of this morning. I'm believing God that 2018 is going to be your year. Your year of increase, spirit, mind, body, materially, and financially.
Yes.
Amen.
And so will it be for you.
And thank you. I receive that in Jesus' name. Honey, come up here. Let's pray over the people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you and I praise you for this family. I thank you, Father, for all you've done for them, all you've done for us. I thank you, Father, for this church. I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of the Lord that is here with us. I thank you, Father. I am grateful for these people. And I ask, Father, in Jesus' name, that they be blessed and increase more and more day by day. And as we go this week, Father, I pray blessings upon them, upon their families. I call them blessed in Jesus' name. And I thank you that it's done. Father, watch over them. Guard them. Have your angels in charge to keep them. In Jesus' name, we give you glory and honor. All of God's people said, amen. I love you. God bless you all.